converge.
Today's podcast is brought to you in part by Denison Ministries and their First 15 email devotional. Sign up today by visiting first15.org. Now, on to today's show.
Well, welcome in to the Invitation Podcast, people. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation to join me on here today. It's good to be with you guys. I hope that you are living your best life as you are making your way closer to Christmas. It is coming in hot. It is upon us. I'm pumped. I hope you're pumped. I hope that you're going to be with friends and family and loved ones. But hey, I also know that for a lot of you guys, as we get closer and closer to the holidays and we start celebrating warmth and love and things like that, I know that there are many of you who are missing someone, missing some ones. Maybe you're in the process of taking care of someone and things just aren't the way that they've always been around this time. And I want you guys to know that regardless of where you're at, you are in my prayers. You're in Lindsay and I's prayers. We are so, so thankful for each and every one of you. And we know that the holiday season is a little tricky. It's not black and white. There's a lot of gray area there. And for us, we're trying to be cognizant of that as well. It's one of those things where I say to Lindsay all the time, hey, it happens to be a great season of life right now. Of course, you deal with the uncertainties and the questions and the what should we do's and what should we don'ts of life, like you would no matter what season of life you're in. But all things considered, it's been a pretty sweet season of life for us, questions and all considered. But for you guys, I know it might be a little more difficult. Just want you guys to know that we are thinking about you, praying for you, and just thankful for you no matter what's going on in your life. So I am excited about this podcast today because starting next year, you know, I've really been thinking I need to get my sermons back up here. I have people reach out to me about sermons of mine all the time. And I'd also kind of like to start doing little devotionals on here to some degree. I've done so many things like that in other spaces, particularly on Instagram or whatever, where I just write little snippets of things that I feel like God has dropped in my heart, and then I've kind of cultivated a little bit more in my heart and tilled them with my mind until I felt like, you know what, there may be something here that's worthy of growing, and then kind of throw it out there to the rest of the world. And for you guys today, I kind of have one of those. It's a question that I've been wrestling with maybe for the last quarter of the year or so, something like that. And I think it's a good question for all of us. It's really one of those questions of motivation when you get down to the root of it. But I want to pose it to you guys and then kind of talk about it. So my question that I feel like God asked me and that I feel like I need to ask you is this: what if the biggest part of God's plan for your life isn't about elevating you higher, but it's about taking you deeper? What if God's big plan for your life is not about elevating you higher, but about taking you deeper? I think sometimes, especially in Christian circles, we have this idea that God is going to give us bigger, better, faster, stronger, the more that we trust Him and the more that we walk with Him. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think there's a lot, I don't want to say more meaning, but I kind of feel that way, more meaning in going deep with God than being elevated to a more prominent and seen position. And not all two circumstances are the same, right? It's not like they're mutually exclusive either. Could you be going deeper with God and simultaneously be more elevated in your career or calling or whatever? Sure. But I think the question is not so much about, hey, can these two things coexist? It's more about, hey, is your motivation revealed or swayed in any way when that question is posed? What if the biggest part of God's plan for your life isn't about elevating you higher, but about taking you deeper? And essentially, the way that you could repackage that question, I guess, would be to say, is it more important to be known for what you do for God, or is it more important to know God intimately and deeply in a relationship with Him? There's this striving culture, right, that is so exhausting. And by the way, I don't come to you guys saying this as somebody who doesn't strive. This is from a fellow striver. So from striver to striver, let's just call a spade a spade. We are all striving to some degree. We live in capitalistic, individualistic, consumeristic America, and there is a striving that is inevitable to pretty much everything that we do, and checking the motivation is what is required. Because listen, I think there's great things in ambition. I think having a ton of ambition is a fantastic thing. Some people have a higher dosage of it than others. I'm one of those people, I would say, and it also causes me to check my motivations a lot more frequently, because of course we want to do great things with the life that we've been given. It's more like we have to evaluate what is great and what is our scorecard. So we live in this striving culture, and we kind of keep working and praying for more, because we think, and this is the danger for me and for other people, I think, that we think that God's favor is measured by how tall a tree is, and we kind of start to neglect how deep the roots grow. And what ends up happening is we start to celebrate how tall this person's tree, if you will, is, their ministry tree, their monetary tree. We start to be like, oh my gosh, well, they're so seen, they're so out there. Or we start to go, oh my gosh, they're making so much money there. Did you see what they're driving? Did you see what they're doing? And we start to care more about what it looks like on the surface, and we have no idea what's going on beneath the surface. Now, again, I want to say, could you see a lot of growth above the surface because you also are extremely rooted beneath the surface? For sure. That's just not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the fact that many of us that are willing to admit that we strive in our lives for things and for recognition and whatever it is that you strive for, a lot of times, I would say most times, we kind of come to this understanding like, yeah, that tree is sprouting up real quick. I hope the roots have I hope the roots have deepened. I hope that it really has even taken root. I always look at the prodigal son across so many different, I guess ways. There are so many ways that you can interpret any piece of scripture, right? I mean, obviously there's a foundational point, and like Jesus is making a point of saying a thing, but I think there's also many different ways that you can look at that scripture depending on the season of life that you're in, the point that God has laid upon your heart. For instance, obviously you look at the prodigal son in Luke 15, and it's very much about wayward children coming back home and realizing that they're not going to be shamed by their father, but that they're going to be loved by their father, that their father wants to throw a feast for them, not because he wants to celebrate the fact that they've done wrong things, right? He's not celebrating the fact like, hey, he's not saying it's not a big deal that you've squandered the family inheritance or anything like that. He's just more concerned that his children come home than he is about anything that has happened in a past life, right? So does it say that sin is okay? Absolutely not. But it also is making a larger point of your father loves you deeply and is excited when you make your way back to him, right? I mean, we could get into so many theological nuances there. Let's take a quick break to hear from one of our wonderful sponsors.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel to their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about what God is doing through today's podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians unpack the culture around them is through their Denison Forum. The Denison Forum is designed to help Christians thoughtfully engage the issues of the day from a biblical perspective. Each day, Jim Denison writes on the cultural and contemporary issues of the day through his daily article. You can sign up to get the Denison Forum daily article sent directly to your inbox at denisonforum.org. Or start your day off with the Daily Article Podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now back to today's program.
I've kind of been looking at our generation, the modern day Christian, regardless of what your calling is, business, marketplace, ministry, whatever it is. And I've been kind of looking at the prodigal son in this light, you know, that this generation, it's kind of like we're all sons and daughters and we're making our way back home. We're realizing that we need something more purposeful, better, more than what we've kind of squandered our time, energy, and resources on previously. You know, we've come back to God and we've realized, you know what, I've been wasting my time on so many dumb things. I need to come back to the Father. And so we've prayed and we've decided that we're going to start coming home, but then we see the Father running towards us and we're a little bit excited by that, but we're not fully excited because when we see the Father running to us to give us his love and his full self, we're honestly kind of disappointed that it's not opportunity or attention that's running towards us instead, but it's the Father. We'd prefer that instead of the Father runs toward us, that he sent a parade after us, right? That's the way that I kind of look at it. And I'm not saying this is true of all people who are trying to be negative Nancy. I'm just saying I know that that can be true in my life, and I hope that we can admit as individuals that it would be true in all of ours to a degree, that sometimes as much as we understand that it's more important that God loves us and God is chasing us down and he's sacrificing everything to bring us back inside the city walls, into the family, right? All those amazing things that Jesus Christ does for us when we've accepted him, sometimes we'd prefer that God instead sent a parade out to come and get us, and we had people lift us up on his shoulders and do all these crazy things to celebrate that we're home. And it's essentially the equivalent of we want people to see what we're doing and love what we're doing and celebrate us. And it's not always good enough that God is celebrating what is happening in our lives, that he's celebrating our sanctification, that he is interceding for us in the heavenly places. Like those things, we like those things, but we don't love those things necessarily the same way that we would attention and opportunity sometimes. And so my whole point of this podcast is not to shame any of us. It's actually to just try to refine our focus as we go into 2020. Because here's the thing, to a generation of strivers, and like I said, from a fellow striver, I feel like I just need to remind myself, and I feel like it's good to remind us that Jesus didn't say, hey, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you work and results. That's not what he said. He said, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. And my fear for us is that we're going to start living our lives at an inch deep and a mile wide, right? Like we're just going to have this great expanse of things that we do, of things that we feel validated for. But beneath the surface, we feel like we are just kind of on a teeter-totter of trying to keep things upright because we really don't have a solid foundation that allows us to balance as much as we'd really need. And so I don't know about you guys, but this is something that I think about a lot. And I'll admit, I probably am checking my motivations more than most people, not because I'm better than most people, but because I fear my own self a lot. I don't trust my feelings very much. That doesn't mean I don't succumb to them. It just means that I have them and they're very strong, as I'm sure they are with you. And I know that in the majority of those moments, I can so easily get sidetracked by things that don't matter and I can miss out on what really does matter. And one of the best ways that I've been able to think about it is through that prodigal son story where I've thought so much like, man, I hope Dad sends the parade after me to come get me to see how amazing I am that I'm coming on back, you know? Where instead I should be so thrilled that I don't get the people throwing me a parade. I get the king running towards me. And he is way more than anything I could ask or imagine. He is not opportunity or your attention or nothing else other than Jesus Christ making his way towards me to bring me in to his kingdom. I just want to challenge you guys. Let God take you deeper. Sometimes that's going to be terrifying, and he's going to show you some things you've never seen, and some of them are going to scare the heck out of you, but he never changes. He's still good. He's still faithful. He's still going before you, and I just really feel strongly that we should be practicing drawing nearer as we're simultaneously praying to go farther, because I know that if you guys are like me, then that is a lot of what your life looks like, right? Where you are inevitably praying to go further, and sometimes what gets lost in the sauce there is you're not practicing going deeper. At least that's true of my own life, and I could definitely see where it would be true of yours as well. And so I don't know how you guys feel about all that. It's maybe more something that I just needed to vent out loud, but I am pretty sure that that's something that we could all hear from time to time. And I need to do a sermon on this, honestly, because I think there's so much material here that we could get into. It's really more of like a series, but I'm really thrilled about the idea of keeping ourselves in check and motivated for the right reasons and the right things. And there's no greater motivation in the world to realize that we are called for Jesus Christ to do his work on this earth. And that is all that matters. And bigger than that, that he loves us, and we don't need to feel loved for what we do or even by other people nearly as much as we need to realize that we are loved by the King. Now, again, let me say, before I jump off of this thing, does that mean that you should feel bad about feeling good when people notice and appreciate and love your work? No, by no means. Like, the work that we do, we should like the idea that we are being celebrated for doing good work, right? That's Colossians, that everything that we do it for the glory of God, right? And so if I'm doing something for the glory of God and other people see the glory of God in the work that I've done and they're thrilled with it and they pat me on the back and say, way to be faithful, man, good job, this is really great stuff. Of course, I feel good about that, and you should too. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just don't get lost in the sauce. Don't let it be lost on you that Jesus is more important than any of the things that you do for him, that his love is more important than any of the things that you feel loved for. And again, I know I said probably 35 seconds ago that, you know, as long as you feel loved by Jesus, you don't have to feel loved for the work that you do or even by other people when you're content in him. Does that mean that you shouldn't feel love from other people? No, by no means am I saying that either. I'm just saying nothing is greater than his love, his purpose, his calling on your life. Absolutely, you need people around you that are going to help you, love you, encourage you, challenge you, all those things. But I'm just trying to make sure that we remember as we move into 2020 for all the plans that we are planning, all the prayers that we are praying, that we would remember to prioritize Jesus Christ above any and everything else that we are going to do. So listen, y'all, I love you. I'm thankful for you. There is no way I could have enjoyed 2019 the way that I enjoyed 2019 without you guys. And so I don't know if you're looking for stocking stuffers for people in your life, but let me just go ahead and encourage you to put my new book, Your Mess Matters, in that stocking, okay? It's something that I know some people have already taken up, and I'm excited about it. I really believe that God is going to use it. Some of you guys have read the book, shot me your thoughts. I'm excited to see how God's been using it. I'm excited to see that you guys are excited by what he's done in your life through that message. And so thankful for y'all. Get the book, leave it in a stocking, leave a review on Amazon. And y'all, it's almost 2020, so get excited. I can't wait to see what God does next year. I know that I'll be here. I hope that you're still joining me. Thank you guys so much for accepting my invitation to join me on here today. And until next time, peace.
Thanks for listening to The Invitation with Luke Lauzon. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to...
Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.